Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, it is, believe it or not, June 25th, 2020. As we continue our growth series for the month of June, I am super excited, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to tell you why. Of all the things that we've been able to do during this downtime of this pandemic and what's going on around the country and around the world, and how we're adapting to the climate change, and that's going to be the topic for today, and how we're able to move people and businesses along the way continually. And because of the fact that we have technology and we have a lot of different things, what we're going to be talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, is basically climate change in your business. How are you adapting? How are you changing your format from the traditional way to the new way that we do business? And now we have a lot of technology that's out there. You have Zoom. Of course, you have Facebook Live. You have social media. You have a lot of different platforms here, ladies and gentlemen, that you can participate in to still grow your business. Well, as we continue to grow, as we continue to talk about it, and then also your website is also part of that tool that you utilize for your business. Now, For those of you who have not invested in infrastructure of the technology during the climate change, now this isn't the first time, and it surely may not be the last time that we'll go through something like this, where we are not able to network and people can't get out to do the things they normally would do. So, in essence of that, you have to decide what's most important for your brand, your company, your business today, and how have the climate change affected your business today? And then what do we do to continue to grow, continue to build today? And I'm going to go over some things that I've learned that has helped me and my company with Global Touch Enterprise as a web design and marketing company. We're all internet. My business is internet-based, number one. Two, I work from home. Three, I have a home office, rather. Three, I get a chance to do things and share with people on a consistent daily basis. And four, I'm utilizing the five P's of marketing, and basically promotion is how we're doing it. Again, it's all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. The more we stay focused, ladies and gentlemen, on this, the better we are, the stronger we are, and the more we continue to grow. So our topic today: climate change in your business. How have you adapted, and have you adapted to the change that's happening today? And then what are we doing to continue to grow? Infrastructure, ladies and gentlemen, the times have changed from the traditional way, as you see it, to now the new tech way, as we now know it. And everybody who's conducting business, even the travel industry, the oil and gas industry, the medical industry, you have all these industries, retail, you have a lot of the school systems. We have a lot of different things that everybody now is using technology to get around. And with the tech companies that's out today, if you haven't invested on any part of the tech companies that's here today and implemented into your business, your portfolio, you're missing out on a whole lot of money And not only that, there are a lot of opportunities where you can basically collapse your time frame and generate enough revenue for your business. Now, the wireless industry is still strong, ain't going nowhere, but how we're doing business now with the carriers, and now that T-Mobile bought Sprint, that's a whole other animal all in and of itself. Now that the technology is changing and shifting now more and more, this was bound to happen based on what started back in the 1980s. I'm going to say that again. Based back on the 1980s, 85 through 89, we were looking at information technology or IT. That set the tone as how business conduct and do business on a regular daily basis. If your company was not part of or have IT infrastructure in your company, then you're missing out. The old floppy disk drives and old technology that we had back then is obsolete. Now we have the gig economy, we have the new economy that's out, and we have a lot of different brands and technology that everybody's participating in today. Well, Ed, how do I get a part of that, and what do I need to do to enhance my business? Well, the web design industry has shifted too as well. And since I'm a part of that, I'm going to share this with you, that how we do business on the internet through our websites, if it is a professionally done website and it's up to date with the e-commerce tool, an interactive tool, and CRM tool, and database tool, and your email marketing tool, then you're on point. If it's not, where you don't get feedback immediately direct from customers, where you can continue to expand your customer acquisition model, then you're missing out on a lot of opportunities here. And because of the fact that we take a time trying to get into it, your investment is not is worth it. One. Two, if you don't invest, if you haven't invested by now, ladies and gentlemen, you're really not going to be in business much longer. The old traditional way is not working. It's not happening. It's gone. It's dead. It's over. And I'm just being candid with you. You don't have to spend a great deal of money, but you do need to infrastructure your online presence. And I'm going to say that again. Inbound and outbound marketing is two steps of that, two types. The inbound marketing is the internet-based and all of that, social media and all of those platforms. Your outbound marketing is your brick-and-mortar flyers and presentations and things that you do outside in the local marketplace out here with the brick-and-mortar companies in your community where you are. If you're not partnering with the Chamber of Commerce, if you're not partnering with any nonprofit organizations, churches, and other businesses in your community, you're still missing out on the boat. A lot of them are not open. A lot of them are not coming back. So what do? We deal with the ones who are still in business. And we continue to focus on our online presence like never before. And so with the climate change, everything that happens oftentimes than not due to the fact that whether it's a flash flood, a tornado, any climate changes that's happening in the world, we have to know how to adapt to these changes so that we can continue to do what we have to do. And so making sure we support our families and help our families and helping others as we help ourselves. And the longer we stay on this idea and we pay attention to what's happening in the marketplace, then we'll be able to take advantage of what's happening right now. Well, let's look at it. We have web design companies like myself, Global Touch Enterprise. We're here to help you not only have an interactive website, an e-commerce site, and basically to post and market your business on social media and making sure that you have the right tools in place and the content in place and your AdWords and keywords in place so that way you can continue to grow. Again, growth is the most important commodity on the planet. We got to continue to grow. No matter what happens, when the wind blew and the storms came, the house did not fall because it was founded on a solid foundation. What is your foundation? What foundation are you laying right now for your business, for your family, for yourself? And what are you? What materials are you utilizing to build with? And what platforms are you utilizing today? These are questions, ladies and gentlemen, we must ask ourselves if we want to continue to grow. We're in the 25th day of the month of June. There's 6 months been passed of this year already. We only got 6 months left, right? The first 6 months, of course, was hella hectic. We caught us off guard by surprise. Kind of like somebody taps you on your shoulder and you look around and nobody's there. These are the things that we have to prepare for. What is your preparation skills like? What are you preparing for right now? How many customers have you interacted with online, internet-based? What is your website like? What promotions are you running each week? How are you acquiring customers today? So these are the things, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be constantly asking ourselves day by day. And how can I get my product out? How can I get my service out? And if I'm doing both, a product and a service, then how am I getting all those out? Well, you have to look at what's most important, utilizing the win formula. What's important now? And with the win formula, we basically want to take advantage of the opportunities that's here right now. There are companies, ladies and gentlemen, that are growing exponentially during this pandemic that have grown. And I can tell you from in the Procter & Gamble sector, which is like the Rockefellers back in the day, but Procter & Gamble owns a lot of conglomerate of companies under that umbrella. I liken my business as such as this. Why P&G? Because look what they got. Look at all the companies that's under their umbrella. They also in the commercial cleaning, they got cleaning products, they got hair products, they got all kind of different household products that they have under their umbrella. That you, if you haven't paid attention, those companies have blown up during this pandemic. Lysol, Clorox, those brands, they're blown up. You can't even find wipes and cleaners and stuff like that right now. Blown up. So you have to look at what can I do to participate in what's happening right now. How do I get my information out there? Who do I have to basically do this for me on a regular, consistent basis? If you're not equipped or ready to do this, then you're going to have to make sure you do what's possible to get things done on a level. You can hire some students, and you can keep up with everything that's going on right now. So with that being said, what are you doing right now to get your business off and running as we close out this month, June? And then what's your month of July is going to look like? It's 31 days in that month. Ladies and gentlemen, you have 31 days. What are you doing each day? What is your startup looking like? How do you start your day? How do you start your company? And what are you doing right now to get everything on point with your customers, and taking satisfying three things in the marketplace is what people want, need, and can afford. How are we satisfying the marketplace? What are we doing in the marketplace to get the information out to them? Do you have an email list set up? Do you have a database of your customers? Do you have acquisitions where you're keeping track of every customer who's purchasing from you? And then are you sending them rebuttals for thanking them or any promotions just for them coming in and purchasing from you on a regular basis? What promotions are you running? What emails are you sending out daily? So you have to make sure you're doing everything possible, ladies and gentlemen, leaving no stone unturned, to get your online business up and running. And for those companies, let me share this. With those companies who have done this, and besides a brick-and-mortar location, if they shut down one opportunity, they have another one online. Believe it or not, let's go back in time. Do you remember when we had all these tech or electronic stores back then And, you know, Best Buy's still here. We had another electronics company that went out of business, but because they went out of business, they decided to put their business online only. And they're still operating to this day. Why? Because the internet is still strong, and it's getting stronger and stronger each year. So why haven't you, like big companies, the big box brands, Target, Walmart, Macy's, all of these big companies, big brands, big box companies, retailers, are all putting their efforts on the internet. Their business is online. You can order. You can have it shipped directly to you. You can pick it up at the store if you order it online. These options that customers have is a great opportunity to continue to grow. I order it. I can go pick it up. Take it, boom, I'm back, I'm good. Or I can have it shipped directly to me. I don't have to move, I don't have to leave the house. Home-based businesses are growing. Internet is like sick right now. It's an overflow of people doing transactions every minute on the hour. Where are you? What are you doing? Is your company up there? Is your company out there? What's happening on social media? Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. You got all these platforms, but where are you? See, you got to have a sense of urgency when it comes to building a strong brand, a business. You can't procrastinate and you can't delay. The longer you delay, the shorter your time will be for you to get in there. The window's closing. You want to get on point right now. And as I share this opportunity with everybody, on across the board, we have opportunities, like I said, like never before. We just launched a new rideshare company here in Houston, Texas, April 1st, Vibe Rides. Technology company. I'm tech-based. That's all I'm investing in is technology. Why? Because it's the most important thing today to enhance people's lives and collapse time frames where now I can communicate or ship or send information data quickly. Thus, while wireless industry is blowing up to $187 billion industry right now, and why is it continuing to evolve? The 4G LTE network, well, which stands for long-term evolution, the LTE, meaning that it's going to continue to evolve regardless whether you are a part of it or not. And look at the network. How many millions of people are utilizing their services on phone? When the last time you seen a home phone? Digital home phones, or basically it's new thing now. I can use my laptop. I can use my cell phone. I can use my tablet to make calls. Wi-Fi calling. Technology. Invest in that. For your company, based on what industry you're in, look at the technology that's available for your industry, for your business, what you're doing right now. Look at it. See how it can enhance your growth, collapse your time frame, and help you generate more revenue than you've ever thought. But because of the fact we take our turtle time, and that's turtle time, slow pacing, trying to figure out, well, what do I need to do? Well, this is what you should be doing. Get up, get out, and learn. Your business should be a learn-as-you-earn business. And if you have employees that you're paying, you definitely need to be learning more. You're the leader. Leadership has its privileges. But as a good leader, as a wise master builder, you want to make sure you're doing everything possible to continue to build. And this is what we're looking for, builders. Are you building or are you just slacking off and taking a break because of the pandemic? This is the best time to build right now. Get it while you get it now. Why wait? Who knows how long this is going to last? And who knows how long we got to go through this pandemic? So right now, you should be on that level like everybody else who are on this point. Yes, we understand what's happening out there in the media, the politics, blah, blah, blah. We're not on that. Focus on what's important to you, to your company, to your people, to the people you have that's invested in you and who are looking to you as a leader. And when you get to this point, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to help you grow like never before. You'll begin to change lives, update things that need to be updated, and helping people do the things they need to be doing day by day. It's a community event. It's a community effort. What are you doing in your community right now? How are you getting the information out there? And who are you following? What are you doing? Who's your readers? What are you reading? Are you studying? What are you studying right now? Are you taking the time to do the thing that you need to do so you can grow, or are you not? Because woe is me, the pandemic is here, people are panicking, well, I don't know what to do. There's no time to freeze. When trouble comes, you're going to continue to freeze? No. Climate change. When the climate changes, do you freeze? Or do you take the initiative steps to survive, to continue to do what's necessary so you can grow and overcome what's happening right now? When the storms come, you notice the plane, it doesn't just go under the storm. It sees it, it rides a wave above the storm. So now you can see clear skies so it can know exactly where it's going. You got to rise above the storm. And how do I rise? Rise up. Get out and learn what you can do and how I can add the technology that I need in my company to grow. Whatever industry you're in, doesn't matter. Now, I'm praying that you're not in a dead industry that's no longer being out there, because a lot of industries are gone, if you noticed. During this pandemic, a lot of companies are not going to be reopening. Money has shifted due to the climate change. But are you like a chameleon where you can adapt to whatever happens and change in the world today? If the answer is yes, you're good. If the answer is no, I'm not ready yet, then you need to prepare yourself, learn, get yourself out, and do what's necessary. You have to have a fortified mental mindset so you can basically go out here and win. You are a winner. Be a winner. Do the things that's necessary that everybody's looking up to. Yes, you may not be happy. Yes, things are not always what they seem. And yes, it could be a depressed moment, a bad moment for most. But you got to rise above that. You got to step up and step out on faith to believe that I can do this. I can win. I can get to the next level. I can climb, no matter if you're climbing by yourself or you're helping or others are helping you climb. I moved down here to Houston, Texas by myself, no family here. I've been in this city now 18 years. Started my business in 2008 when I got laid off. I've been laid off about 8-9 times in corporate America. And with all these layoffs that happened to me, I've yet continued to move forward. Yes, I collected my unemployment when they laid me off. They gave me packages and blah, blah, blah. But I decided I wanted to do something for myself, get into a business that I can understand and that I can gravitate and grow with. And that's going to be continual. And the job that I selected back then, or, you know, at the time, was I knew what I was capable of based on my gifts and talents and what I enjoyed doing. If you don't enjoy doing the type of work or job that you have currently today, then you need to get yourself on track. What are you waiting for? If that's what you want to do. Now, if you want to be an entrepreneur, it's going to take a road to get on this road. It's not an easy road, but it's worth it. It's a well worth road to be on. Because here's the thing. I started my web design business and had $5,000 to get started with my web design business. That was back in 2007 when I originally started, but I launched it in 2008. And that's when I got laid off working for AT&T. Well, 2009 I got laid off from AT&T. But I started earlier because I knew I didn't want to work for people much longer. Then I got introduced to networking from some companies, and I saw the potential in that. Made some money in it, didn't make a lot of money, but I made some money in that. And I thought about it, and I said, now, if I really put my pedal to the metal and really put myself out there more, I can grow this thing to the next level. I like to have my own network. Why? Get paid on 100 people's efforts versus getting paid on my 100% of my own effort. Because pretty soon, you're changing hours for dollars, and pretty soon you're going to run out of hours or time, because either the company's going to fold, things are going to happen, climate change happens, well, they have to change now the position that you're on, that you're fulfilling. Oh, we don't need this position, or this position is limited. Now you're back out of a job. How long do you want to continue that rate, that rat race? That 40-40-40 plan doesn't work. You have to decide what's most important for you to get up and get out so you can do the right thing for you. We all been blessed with a gift and talent. How we utilize that makes it a breakthrough for us, you see. So I want you to pay attention to what's out here that's on a level of growth. Stay focused, ladies and gentlemen, on growth only. Do not pay attention to all this other crap that's going on. What's going to happen is going to happen is going to happen is going to happen. But what we can do is take a stand on what's right and do the right thing and stay positive and making sure that we're taking care of what's most important to us, our values, our beliefs, our faith, what we want to have and see happen in this country. And making sure that we don't back down for nothing or no one, whether you do it by yourself or you do it with a group, as long as you're doing it. Be like Nike, just do it. And so with that, we want to make sure that we're on point when it comes to growing our business, utilizing the technology, ladies and gentlemen, that's at our disposal. And when the climate change, like this changing, we need to make sure we're adaptable. Not to be negative about it, not to be upset, but to be on point and positive and say, you know what, I'm going to have to change when the times change. Everybody's online. Everybody's on the internet. You got Zoom calls. You got everything going on. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, Global Touch Enterprise, my company, and GTE Professional Network Radio, we're here to help you grow on the levels of the technology that's at your disposal. Again, utilizing your website, you might need to update it. Look at it. Review it. Continue to enhance what you need to get the message out there. If you don't know, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been an ending, a beautiful time of our show. I'm really excited. It's only 30 minutes. And I'm really excited, though, that I've been able to share with you some ideas, some concepts, some key thoughts just to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, what you need to be doing each and every day. I'm going to leave you with this here. I am committed to continual personal growth. I believe growth is happiness. It is essential. Out of my growth I live, and out of my growth I give. That was John Maxwell. Talk to you later. Keep building the faith, ladies and gentlemen, and keep building the dream.